Okay, here we go. Five short ideas. Parshas Emor, Pesach Sheni, Lag Boimer, Tov Shin Pei Aleph. Alunj by Nishmas, Rokapar Basel Moshe, my wife's grandmother. After other grandmother's yard, I was last week. Shane the Basel Yard. So the first idea comes to us from the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz, our second week in a row from Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. But opening Parshas, Tosik Tar Parshas, Vayam Moshe, Moshe, Emor, El Kohanam, Bene Yisrael, Vayamarta, Lehem, the Nefesh, Lo Yitama Ba'omav. Rashi picks up Emor, Vayamarta, the Gemara, and Yavamas, and Pei Hei. What's Pshat Emor v'Amarta? Why the double Lashon? Says the Gemara, Emor v'Amarta, l'hazir gedolim a'katanim, to make sure that the older Kohanim, to be able to make sure to tell the younger Kohanim, they should be careful with the Tamei Mace as well. Says the Imre Chaim, what's a deeper idea about l'hazir gedolim a'katanim? He says an incredible vort. He says, oysam ha'choshim atzim l'gedolim. People, they think they're gedolim, they think they're so great, and they're so unbelievable. B'dinu shi'aktinu atzim ha'katanim. They have to lower themselves. At the end of the day, when the Malkam Galuso Shamtehem Anvasanuso, the Gemara says about Chodesh Baruch Hu. And the Chodesh Baruch Hu's greatness you see is humility. Says the Mechaim of Vizhnitz. When a person views himself as great, that's exactly when they have to humble themselves. Obviously, you have to have proper self-confidence. But at the end of the day, they have to have the proper doubts. If you view yourself as great, Gadol, when you think you're so great, Alektana, make sure to relax yourself, be able to make sure you know who you are. This is the word we like to say from Avtzadik v'nafshi kafel koltiya, then pesach li besor zecha. Once a person acquires the midah of anava, then he can acquire the Torah. But I saw Rav Shomer Feifel has a beautiful word. He says, ani yeshena v'libiyer. Once the ani is yeshena, once the ani, the anochi, is the person, the ego, is sleeping, then v'libiyer, then my heart can be awake, then I can be a passionate, sensitive, caring Jew. But the ani's got to be sleeping. Person has to be humble. What an incredible word from Shomer Feifel, Imre Chaim. Rav Tzadik, and I love that idea from Rav Shomer Feifeld. It's in his book, Rav Saul Besser. Gavaldik. Moving on to idea number two. Second pasuk in our parsha. This comes from Rabbi Aaron Mizlichov. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but it's found in the Or HaGadol HaTzadikim, Rabbi Aaron Mizlichov. Not rather Rabbi Yechim Chazlachev. He says Mizlichov, the Zlichover. Okay. This is a beautiful word. Second pasuk. Still by the Kohen and Mitame Meski, and the Shero HaKarav Elav L'Imo, L'Aviv, L'Vino, L'Ibit, L'Achiv. Except the Maisa Kohen can be to Matami Mace for his mother, to the father, to the son, to the daughter, to the brother, and then the Pesuk can go on to be able to talk about Matami Mace. But what's the Zalashon of Kimashir HaKarov Elov? What's the Zalashon of HaKarov Elov? Kimashir HaKarov Elov says Rabbi Aaron Mizlachov, Zlichov. Ish Yisrael Chayev Lishtal Lishkar Velev Isparach HaKarov Elov. A person always has to be come close to their Bono Shem HaKarov Elov. And then, Bekir B'mamshis L'Sheira. When a person has HaKarov Elov, when a person has the ability to always be able to search and to seek and to be able to never be satisfied with what they have, then l'she'ero means that'll be something that'll last. Every Jew has the ability, and every Jew has the desire and has the DNA, hakorav love, to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then l'she'ero. It's in our DNA, and then it'll be able to last. But we have to be constantly searching and seeking different ways. Like I saw from Avshur, Pesach Sheni is tonight. He says, "Lamaisa, what's the lashon lamanigar? They had every reason to opt out. They had a patur. They're telling me they're always been mitzvah done, but wasn't it good enough?" Says Rav Shor, wasn't good from all the svarim. These nachis svarim brings us down the zera kodesh. They wanted more. And the Ribbono Shel Olam sees the person want more. Chodesh Baruch Hu mamish created a new mitzvah for them. When the Ribbono Shel Olam sees the shtoikus, like the Kodesh Tzemaga talks about as well, the Ribbono Shel Olam sees the yearning and the seeking and the searching for more. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam mamish created a new mitzvah. This is exactly what I heard from Rav Isaac Rice. We say. At the Seder, we say, Amatzim Rum Yechlu. At the Seder, why are we saying that at the Seder? That pasuk is by Pesach Sheni. Because Rav says, Rav writes from the Belzer Rebbe, at the end of the day, even by Pesach, first Pesach, we're already saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, davening and begging, Amatzim Yechlu, and then hopefully by Pesach Sheni, we'll be zoche to be in Yerushalayim. Because the Jew's job is to never to stop, to be able to always to understand, be able to do more. Like Rabbi Kiva, he had every reason just to give up. After 24,000 Levias, he started again with the five Talmidim, Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rav Shor has this whole Mahalach. Rabbi Kiva could have just stopped again, but he pushed forward. And that's the lesson of Pesach Sheni, to be able to never give up. And Rabbi Kiva, Davka by Lag Barmer, starting once again, because the in came, the She'er HaKarevilov. HaKarevilov means not just HaKarevilov talking about the coin himself, but HaKarevilov to the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKarev Elov, a Jew has the constant searching and seeking to Ribbono Shel Olam, then l'she'er, then not a less. What a beautiful idea, Rabbi Aaron Mizlichov, and Rav Shor having the whole Yisod by Pesach Sheni and by Lag Boimer, bringing down the Svarim, the Yisnach Yisrael, the Kodesh Tzemach, and the other Shom as well. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes from a Meir of Apta, Chav Beis Yud Aleph. The Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspehu Yolcha Bal V'Lir Beis Yolcha B'Lachmo. The Kohen, if he acquires an Eved Ivri, Rashi says over here from the Medrash, if he acquires an Eved Ivri, he has to be able to make sure to give him food and he'll be able to make sure to take care of him. But what's his lashon of Kinyan Kaspo? Says Rabbi Meir Apto, Kinyan Kaspo, Kinyan HaNefesh Toli B'Kach She'Yirba B'Tzdaka Kinyan Kaspo. At the end of the day, you want to know what the ultimate acquirement for a Nefesh, the ultimate acquirement for the Nefesh is Kinyan Kaspo. What does Kinyan Kaspo refer to? Kach She'Yirba B'Tzdaka. We care about it. We care about Tzdaka. We care about others' financial, other people's financial. We care about other people's bank account. We care about someone else. We care about someone else like Mamash Ross. And this is Rabbeinu Yoina, the main Derechetz in Torah. And this is all the Sarm, the Gra, others. But we're in this world to be able to work in our Midos. The Gra says, what are we in this world if not to work in our Midos? But if you don't look inside Rabbeinu Yoina on Avos, main Derechetz in Torah, we have to make ourselves a Kli from Mechabel the Torah. And that's the whole word over here. Kinyan Kaspo, Kinyan and Nefesh, totally. What's our Nefesh all dependent on? On Kinyan Kaspo. What does Kesa refer to? Tzedakah. What are we doing with our time? We're doing it to share with others. And that's the whole vote of Sirius HaOmer. It's the whole vote of Lag BaOmer. Like Rav Judah Michelle quoted from Hashem Bar Yochai, the Zohar HaKol, Chavusa Talia Misa. Everything depends on love. That the Rabbi Kiva started again after 24,000. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, his whole message was love. Love amongst the Klai Yisrael, love amongst the Kaddish Baruch Hu. To understand it's all about the love between us and the family and our Meshvach and Klai Yisrael, and the love between our Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. Kinyan Kaspo, Kinyan Nefesh Tobikash, Yibba Bitztako, that we were a bit stuck with each other. And then the Rabbanu Shalom with Zocha to bless us with all that stuck when he sees that the family Meshvach is Gans Klai Yisrael is getting along. Beautiful idea from the Mayor Apta and Rabbi Yoina and the Bel Nagoa. Moving on to dinner before. Dinner before has a similar theme, but I think we had bears saying again. This is from Yitzchak Avorka. We know that the Yitzchak Avorka was all about Avos Yisrael. Chof Gimel Lamed Vav. That's where Am Shinav comes from. Shivas Yaman Tikruvu Ishal Hashem Ayum Hashem Nemikar Kodesh Yilachem Atzeresi. The last day of Kodesh Baruch calls it Atzeres. Atzeresi brings on Rashi. Atzarti Yitzchem Etzli Kemelch. Says like I'm going to be like a king. Invite him for one more time. Have a Kashalei Perad to Predaskim. It's hard for me to stay with me one more day. Shmini Atzeres, stay with me one more day. I want you to stay with me one more day. So Pashu Pshat Kashalei Perad. Kodesh Baruch says it's hard for me that you're leaving me. I need my father, I need my son to stay one more day. Says the Ravitzel of Orka, no. Mash Yisrael Nefradim Zemizeh. You know what's hard for me? It's seeing my kids go away from each other. Everyone comes to Yerushalayim 3 times a year. La'achra Moed Bo. Heim Kum Kishichab Yerushalayim Pirdaskum Hikash Elai. Them going away from each other. Them going away that you were in Yerushalayim for Pesach, for Shavuot, for Sukkot. It's not Kash Elai that you're going away from me. The deep idea of Yitzchak Avorka is that you go away from each other, that you remember so close in Yerushalayim. I just want you to stay together. I want you to stay together. Ba'achtas b'Yerushalayim. That's the whole word of Lag BaOmer. If you go to Meron, you see every type of Jew. You see a Sephardi, you see an Ashkenaz, you see every type of Jew there. Because Rashi is Bakol. The Beis Aharon Kalin writes very, very famously, just like HaKadosh Baruch is Lakol, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Lakol, the Tzaddik is Lakol, that it doesn't matter if you have a kippah on your head or not a kippah on your head. We're all Bakol. And this is the whole word of Yitzchak Avorka, the Maisa, I think the Kutzker and Yitzchak Avorka were very, very close. And they had a pact amongst each other. Whoever would pass away first, they would come to each other in the dream. And the Kutzker, Rav Weinberger said a story, that Rav Yitzchak Avorka passed away and he was looking for the Kutzker went to Shema, was looking for Yitzchak Avorka, couldn't find him. And they said that he was down the river. He went over there with the river. And Shulman Rav Weinberger said the story much better. I'm just saying it quickly. And he said over to Rav Yitzchak Avorka, and he said, what are you doing over here by this river? You told me you were going to come to me in a dream. And Rav Yitzchak Avorka said, Lamaisa, you see this river? These are all Jewish tears. And I told myself I would never leave it. I wouldn't leave this river, this ocean, until I know that every Jewish tear, every Jewish cry is all dried up. That's Rav Yitzchak Avorka. Someone else's pain is his pain. Someone else's simcha is his simcha. That's the whole word Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was trying to teach us. Rabbi Kiva said, he preaches, he learned this, because he understood, everything, all the Torah, all the mitzvahs, everything is dependent on love, 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 and Ahavas Yisrael, and caring about each other. If you want to look at the whole story from Rabbi Shlomo Kabach, it's called The Ocean of Tears. Rizal Vorka says, Kashalei Perdaschem doesn't just mean it was hard for Hashem seeing his kids leave. It was hard for kids seeing the father seeing the kids leave each other. And that's the whole word why the Rizal says to say the person should accept upon themselves the Vatlach before davening. Because before it comes to the Tata wants to know if the kids get along. What an incredible idea from Yitzhak Vorka, the Meister of Yitzhak Vorka, and the Arizal. Moving on to idea number 5. Idea number 5 comes out of Chasam Sofer, Chav Gimel Mem. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. You should come to Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Sukkah, 7-day full days. Gemara in Sukkah, Yud Gimel, says Amr Hashem and Karcha, Kishayinu smichem simcha beza shoeva, lo reinu sheine be'einenu. When we had simcha beza shoeva, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, we never saw sleep in our eyes. Says the Chasam Sofer, Ketzer ef shel rosh sheine be'einam. What does that mean? How are you supposed to see sleep in your eyes? And says the Chasam Sofer, Kavan Shabbat over here, this is the vort. Shelo yishanu az sheine kizu, sheva ha'inayim bekuchos. Shar yoshiv batal kesha domi. Someone who sits and does nothing, it's like you're sleeping. Abatele eno efa ela sheine be'inayim bekuchos. But at the end of the day, you want to know what it means, lo reyinu sheine be'inayim. Of course they mean that you couldn't go without sleeping. But everyone who's at the Simchas Beis Shoeva means that they were on fire. That even when they were sleeping, they were still thinking. They were thinking that this sleep is going to help me serve the Baruch Hashem. Kim osku taldir ba'avodas Hashem v'lo yashu b'ato afraga echad. At the end of the day, every single minute of theirs. What does it mean that they didn't sleep with their eyes? They didn't see sleep in their eyes. It means that at the end of the day, they weren't sleeping. That they were alive. That their avodas Hashem was with fire, was with passion, was with energy, and everything they did was Hashem Shemaim. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Reish Laman Alf that your achila and your shiva and your shtia, everything was yuda. That's how Chodesh Baruch Hu, a Jew serves the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Chasam Sofer, explain this Gemara. Lo reinu sheina beinenu. Because at the end of the day, what's sleep? Sleep is when a person's, not physically, but spiritually, and you're just going through the motions. But when a person's constantly thinking about their bonus, every single action, every single minute, you're thinking, okay, how is this helping how is this helping me, my Avodas Hashem? Is this bringing me closer or not bringing me closer? The whole idea of Maisa, to be a Yid, means to be 24/7. It doesn't mean to be davening and learning and do chesed all day. But at the end of the day, it means to be mindful, it means to be present, it means to be genuine and sincere and real. And at the end of the day, after the Chasam Sofer and the Shulchan Aruch, B'divad Yismatam Shema Shalom Kechav Shivas Yomim, explain that Gemara in Sukkah, what it means they didn't see sleep. Of course they slept, but at the end of the day, they weren't sitting there doing nothing. Even their sleep and even their quote-unquote actions were off Ravos Hashem, constantly doing and searching and seeking to do more for their Ribbono Shel Olam, that living L'Shem Shemaim every single minute. Beautiful. Five ideas. Let's review these five ideas. Sorry, Lavin Merchaim, a vision is the Hazir Gedom Alek Tam. Even when someone feels like a Gedodo, it's the time to be able to lower themselves. Can't get welcome. Kalusa Shamtein Al Sanusa. Like Gemara says about Chodesh Baruch Hu. Even when it feels so great, it's how you have to lower ourselves. You can't Chas Shem can't become a Balgaiva. Like Gemara in Sota tells us, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, me and the arrogant person can't live in the same person in the same world. Of Tzadik and Afshi Karav L'Kotiyah Den B'Sach B'Bisar Zecha. Once a person is humble, then the Torah could come in genuine and affect them. That's the whole of what we're looking. We're working in our midas to get to that enough to come to the Torah of Torah, the Torah of Torah, and Nistar of Rashbi in the Torah and the Torah of Matan Torah. And that's what he said from Shomar 5, Ani Yishen of Libiyir. Once the Ani is Yishen, once the Ani is sleeping, then the Libiyir, then the heart could be on fire, could be searching and seeking and growing. That's the first idea. Rabbi Aaron of Mizluchov, the Zluchover, so quoted in the Sefer Organos, the Tzadikim. In the share of Kara Karvilov. The Karvilov doesn't refer to the Kohen. Karvilov means, at the end of the day, deeper Pshat, Hamalaka, the Chassidish Pshat. Hakaravilov, someone who's searching and seeking. Hakaravilov, then the She'ero, someone who's constantly Karvilov coming closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the She'ero, that's what it's going to last. That's when it's going to, and that's exactly Pesach Shin, Rav Short says, that Jews had, Klai Yisrael had every reason. They were telling me, they're always a mitzvah. Lamani Gara know this. Why should we be left out? That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam created in a new mitzvah, and that's what the Belzer Rebbe quoted by Isaac Rice. We say it already by Pesach. Amatzim Reichlu, because we're already having the desire to be able to already be at Seder night to be a Mirta Shem Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni starts to know we have the whole day to be Nushalam Ez Hashem, to have that constant hunger and thirst to come closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. The third idea of the Seder Meir of Apta, the Kohen, Kinyan Kaspo, really Kinyan Kaspo, and it's not just referring to the Eved Ivri. Kinyan Kaspo is talking about the Kinyan Nevesh, Ketomat Staka, caring for each other, caring for everybody else. That's what Rebbe Yonah. Rabbi Yehuda says, "When you have to become the Torah, first you have to understand you have to become a kli for the Torah. A kli for the Torah means to be a baal midos. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. We're here in this world, namas to work in our midos. The fourth idea of Yitzhak Vorka, Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka is kashalei peridaschem in the Chazal and chavkim olam advov. It was hard for Chodesh Baruch when we left, so we made out shmini atzeres. Kashalei peridaschem doesn't just mean it's hard for the Bonesham. Kashalei peridaschem, it's hard for me to see you leave each other. Yitzhak Vorka says, when I see the whole mishpacha kans chayisur together, the whole family to be in Yerushalayim together." And then you have to leave and go home. That's what's hard for me. That's the whole idea of Lag BaOmer. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is the call, Rashbi is the call. It says the Beis Aharon. It doesn't matter. You go to Meiron, you see every type of Jew, kippas, no kippas, Svardi, Hasidic, Ashkenazic, every single type. Because that's what Ba'achdus. That's the Yitzhak Vorka. Maisa with the Kutzker, the listen more of the Ocean of Tears and on YouTube. And finally, the final idea, Smatul of Neshem Hashem Alkechem, Shevetz Yomim, they didn't see sleep during their eyes. What does that mean? Of course, they slept. But at the end of the day, it means they weren't batal, that every single minute and every single second they're doing for the Bono Shem. And that's our Avodah, Shazar Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Reish Lamanaf, even our Achila, even our Shtia, even our Shiva, Halicha, everything, Yudha, even our physical actions, we have the Bono Shem, Mamish, Zochem, and Hashem, to work in our Anivas, especially during this time before Kabbalah Satar, towards the Nista of Rashbi, and Kabbalah Satar of Matan Torah. Constantly searching and seeking for the Bonesham, to work in our Ahava, to work in our Achdus, and as the Shem, to constantly be searching and seeking, yearning, and finding the Shem Shemaim in anything and everything we do throughout the week, to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu in everything and everything that we do, Be'ez Hashem. Good Yonta Pesach Sheni, and Good Yonta Falag Ba'imer, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach Ha'ba'alino, Toivish V'zocha, we dance from Yerushalayim to Meron, Meron back to Yerushalayim, Be'ez Hashem Shchaich.